Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Are you blessed and highly flavored? Praise God. It is a good night to die. Die to who? Yourself. Praise God. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Hallelujah. How many know things are happening? Whether you know it or not, things are happening. Oh, we are in such a time and season, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. There's a place in the spirit we call the realm of faith. It's called the realm of faith. Faith, the word faith is F-A-I-T-H, forever attached in the heavenlies. Does everybody get it? Forever attached in the heavens. That means faith is a connection. In 1 Peter chapter 1. Pull your swords out. If you don't have one, get one. We got them on the back somewhere. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. One of the major problems that the Spirit is saying is that people do not realize that they have lost faith. They've lost faith. See, they can come to services, they can decree the word and everything else, but they're disconnected. They've actually lost faith. So they go through the motions, but in reality, the enemy has disconnected them. They're no longer living from the future. They're still living for the present and from their past. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, would you read it with me? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope, which is future faith, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through what? Through faith. Through faith. You're kept by the power of God through what? Faith. That's your connection, isn't it? For salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, that the reality of your faith is activated. See, it must be activated. Our faith must be always continuously activated. It is a place in the spirit called the realm of faith, where you no longer live for you. You live for him. This is not about a place of just praise. This is a place like the third chamber. It's different. You have now exchanged your faith for his faith, where the heavens are open, where communication is a reality, where his voice is real, his presence is real, and your identity is real. It's a realm that we must constantly fight for, to access, to enter, and maintain. Is everybody okay? Oh, hallelujah. That the genuineness, the reality of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes. See, many people's faith is in gold. It's in money. That's corrupt. Though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Why? Because you know him even though you've not seen him. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you what? You rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Again, the genuineness. Remember, faith is forever attached in the heavenlies. Genuineness means reality of your faith. It will be tested by fire. It will be tested by challenges. God is looking for your faith to be found constant, unwavering, honorable. Maintaining relationship. Your faith will express choice, decision, and direction. Why? Living in the realm of faith is living from the future of God's promises. So many times you hear about certain things of God. So many times you hear about his promises. So many times you hear about certain things. But people are not standing on these things. They hear of them, but they're really not, it's not alive in them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenlies. For in this we what? We groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. That's a place of connection. If there is not a desire to be more clothed from heaven, then there's no faith. There must be a desire. Why? You must love, live, and work for God's presence in everything we do. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we must all, therefore we make it our aim, what? Oh, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be what? Absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. See, many people fear death because they're not walking in faith. See, death for me and you is new life. It's there should be no fear of dying, because you're not dying. You can't die. You're eternal, as long as you're connected and not living a life of sin. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be what? Well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things which he has done in the body, according to what he has done, whether what? Good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. So to walk by faith, faith is in this expression is like a corridor. It's a corridor with many doors that lead into many rooms of the unknown. But see, when you're walking with the Lord in faith, as you're walking through this corridor, you're heading home. But there are many doors that God leads you into. You don't have to know what's in them because you're walking by faith. So you're trusting in Him. But you can be guaranteed for sure that every door is a door and a room of treasure. Blessing. Something awesome and wonderful. There is no fear in faith. There's no fear in faith. None. Faith supersedes all fear. In 1 John chapter 5. Again, you are talking about entering the realm of faith. Many people don't. This is where the word talks about that the pathway, the gate is like narrow. Amen? And difficult. Why? Because the one thing the enemy hates about an individual that walks in faith, lives by faith, is he can't touch them. He can't touch an individual that's in faith. Why? Because they are hidden in the secret place. He cannot touch them at all. Think about Job. Remember the story of Job. Job walked, lived in faith. He believed God to protect him every time he sacrificed the animal as an offering. And God did protect him. The first thing that happened, because he knew he would never forsake the Lord. The Lord knew it. So when Satan came to appear before him, he said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Why? He knew he walked in faith. He said he was an upright man and shuns evil. That's faith. An upright individual that shuns evil is faith. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody okay? Praise God. 1 John chapter 5. I'm getting there. Verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whoever believes that Jesus is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty is born of God. See, many people only look at Jesus as Savior. They never know Him as Lord. Faith comes Lord. Faith comes Father. When an individual just knows God is God, he's not in faith. The world knows God is a God. But those who walk in the realm of faith, He's Father. You're son and daughter. Amen? And He's Lord and Commander in Chief. And He has everything. He has every answer and every need and everything. So you're no longer relying on man. You're relying on Him. Hallelujah. That says verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and do what? Keep His commandments. When we what? When we love God, amen, if you love Him, you obey Him, and you keep His commandments. So I want you to know something. Rebellion is no faith. When people walk in rebellion, they're not walking in faith. Obedience is walking in faith. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not what? Burdensome. So we're not doing the things because we have to. We do the things because we have a connection of love. Amen? And that's a process that we must reach. It takes discipline. Takes denying yourself. It's a process that we reach. And in that level that we reach, and we reach that realm of faith, nothing will turn you. Nobody can bribe you. Nothing can affect you. The voice can't affect you. See, you're either living on faith or you're living by emotion. One or the other. You either live by how you feel or you live by what he says. Our faith is attached to the future of his promises. Amen? And the covenant of his word in the present. So our faith is attached to the future of his promises and the covenant of his word in the present. I'm going to say it again. Our faith is attached to the future of his promises and the covenant of his word in the present. Love God, keep his word. His word is the platform of faith. I want you to see this. His word is the platform of faith. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing his what? His word. Amen. So his word is a platform of faith, while the foundation is the anointing. Now, I want you to look at something. So if the foundation is anointing, when you build a house, you lay the foundation. It's solid, it's hard. Jesus is known as the rock because the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God is like a rock. And you build on that. So the word in present is building on the foundation. Does everybody get this? Again, I'm going to repeat this. Our faith is attached to the future of his promises and the covenant of his word in the present. So it says, if you love God, you keep his word in, and his word is the platform of faith, while the foundation is the anointing. It's like elegant flooring. That's why the word, when we read the word, it says his streets are gold. Well, the gold had to go onto a foundation, didn't it? Because he said now that your faith is worth more than the what? Gold. Oh, when you begin to see all the things that are connected, you go on forever. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1. Streets of faith. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith. So he's talking about those who are living from the future that are connected. He's writing this letter to those who are like precious faith. He knows that other ones aren't going to get it. Because there's a faith in the realm of the faith, of faith in the spirit where you will understand more things than others. Because it's by faith. Faith is a wonderful interpreter. So it also obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. By which have been given to us exceedingly and great precious what? Promises. That's future, isn't it? And the word is present. that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That's quality conduct. See, faith releases a conduct of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control or control over self. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. This is all walking in faith. If these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, mean no faith. Even blindness, no faith. It's been severed somehow, disconnected, misled. And have forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of the things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. What's he doing? Keeping your faith activated. Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my departure. Like precious faith, all connected and all disconnected to the world of corruption, but attached into the heavenlies. Walking in a quality of conduct, which is virtue. So he talks about, look at, in this realm of faith, there's divine power, there's divine nature, there's divine call. This is called divine faith. What does it do? It overcomes all the corruption of lust and deception of lies. It overcomes. What does the word say? Your faith overcomes the what? World. That's forever attached in the heavenlies. Oh, hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be alert. People that are not walking in faith are not alert. And they're certainly not detailed. Be vigilant. That means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. In other words, the only thing he can do is yell. But once he releases a word and you agree, he has access. Now, what does it say here? Resist him where? Steadfast in the what? In the faith. Resist them steadfast, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Why? Everybody's being challenged. Remember, the enemy wants to turn you from faith to emotion. If he can turn you from faith to emotion, you've just been disconnected from the future. Resist them steadfast in the faith. Verse 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So it says here, resist him. Resist evil influence and the voice of deception by living in the realm of faith. Without faith, you can't resist him. He just said it. Resist him constantly, steadfast in the what? Faith. The devil hates your connection in faith. It's what was rejected to him and every fallen angel. They do not have faith. God took it. They lost it. They do not have faith. Think about that. In fact, they don't even have love. They've replaced love for lust. The devil hates your connection and faith, and it is what was rejected to them by God and all the fallen angels because they have no future. There is no future for them. And they want to destroy your faith through challenges. Now, I want you to understand that challenges for me and you is to exercise your faith. It's why? Because when you exercise your faith, you're entering a place of perfection. So that you are established and you're settled and you become unmovable. You live a life of faith. You do not live a life of emotion. You're not out pleasing man and you're not out looking for a feeling. He is your fulfillment. That's a life of faith. Hallelujah. Romans 1. Is everybody there? Verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for this is the power of God to what? Salvation. I'm glad we're all there. For everyone who believes, for Jew first, and also the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just live by faith. Now, the unjust live by emotion. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Why? No faith. So there's many people that believe that there's a God, but they don't glorify him because they got no faith. Nor were thankful, but became what? Futile in their thoughts, and foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became idiots or fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into a what? Image. In other words, they began to worship images. How many know pornography is image? They began to worship drugs, they began to worship themselves, they began to worship carved images, they began to worship all kinds of things. They tried to replace God with an image because they were not walking in faith. Because see, faith is substance. It, in the realm of faith, is true substance that becomes tangible to you. But in the carnal realm, they need to have something. Does everybody get that? Unfortunately, they have everything else but God, the true God. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image and made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among them. Selves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served creature or things that have been created rather than the Creator who is blessed forever and ever and ever. Again, the just live by faith, the unjust live by emotion and false hope. They lost the faith place in the spirit called the realm of faith and replaced it with faith of idols, of lust, carnal images of self and corruption. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Remember, the word believe means to follow. When a person really says, Lord, increase my belief, they're saying, increase my faith. Because you can't follow without faith. You just can't. You can say you believe, right? But not follow. You can still do your own thing. You can create your own religion and still call it God and call Jesus your Savior and not walk in faith. Because you're not walking in the spirit realm, in the area where there's the realm of faith. It's a place that you and I battle for and maintain. And it must constantly be activated. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. And brother, when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weaknesses, in fear, and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in this demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We should not have faith, trust in the wisdom of men. Man, we hear about all kinds of stuff. Geniuses and everything else. Amen? Look, I'm not saying that their contribution to humanity is bad. But our trust in them can never be equal or even near your trust in God. Because you know why? Every being is temporary. So you're going to trust in temporary wisdom compared to eternal? We'd have to be fools. Hallelujah. Should not trust in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. What we're doing in the trusting in the power of God, we are bringing the future into the present. Living in a realm of faith is constant with an ear from heaven to receive your requests and unlimited possibilities. In other words, in this realm, God's not limited. Nothing is impossible. It says to those who what? Believe. But truly of a person that's believing and following is living a life of faith. Amen? This is where heaven is constantly open over you. Where you know that there's an ear from heaven going, yes? Good morning. Hi. There's an open communication. There's no wrong number. Amen. It's never busy. There's always faith is always an open dial tone, man. 1-800-GOD. Hallelujah. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. So our faith will be challenged many times. You will be challenged everywhere you go. Sometimes even in your dreams. Amen? Hey, the devil's no respecter of person, let me tell you. Anywhere he can access, he will. So he has to attack you while you're sleeping sometimes. That's why you got to plead the blood. James chapter 2, verse 18. But someone will say to you, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works, by my conduct, by my labor, by my decisions, by my desires, by my choices. Why? Because they should all be pleasing to God. And when we make a mistake, we repent quickly. We don't justify it and reason it and blame someone else. Amen? We just, quick. Hallelujah. Verse 19. It says, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? In other words, faith without quality conduct is dead. See, many people are going out. They've taken this word and going door to door. Hi, I'm a false prophet. But they don't say that. See, they believe that their works is going to get them in heaven, not their relationship. See, faith is always established by relationship, not by the works you do. The things we do is because we have the faith. But do you want to know, foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Now that took some faith. Amen? But you got to remember something. Abraham knew that the Lord said he was the chosen seed. So even if Abraham killed him, the Lord would have to raise him from the dead. Somebody get it? Verse 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made what? Perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Why? Let me share something with you. When you're obedient to the Lord, he's asking you to do something, you're doing it by faith. This is not blind faith. See, there's no such thing as blind faith. That's not faith at all. That's presumptuous sin. Amen? Faith, as God said it, you do it. Amen? You know that there's an unction. He says, come this way, lead this way, whatever. You know that there's an unction. See, faith is not just taking the word of God and obeying everything of the word of God. If it's not in God's time, then it's not faith. See, people are going out there beating people over the head with the Bible, knocking on doors, doing all kinds of stuff, but God ain't sent them. That's dead faith. That's not faith. Amen? Faith is when you hear and obey. Now, why? Because many of these people are what they feel. That's unjust by living by how you feel. Only the just live by faith. Is everybody okay? Oh, happy days. Faith without works, faith with works brings perfection. Amen? How many of y'all prayers is of you pray in faith? You're praying. That's a work. Labor, worship. You worship in faith. Hebrews chapter 1. He didn't brew tonight. Hallelujah. See, there's a divine coffee called anointing. It's great. Woo-hoo. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Did I say another one? I said one? Well, just two ones. Hallelujah! Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to share with you again, in the realm of faith, it's tangible to you. It's real. It isn't, oh boy, maybe. It is. It's not was. It is. It's not could be. It is. In that realm of faith, there is no time interference. Just is. All right. Verse 2. Again, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible or tangible. They were taken out of the realm of faith. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts through it he being dead still what? Speaks. Now I want to grab something, because Cain was taught by mom and dad. Well, I'd say mom more, but even by dad, stepdad. Anyway, hallelujah. I'm not going there. Adam is his stepdad. Does everybody understand that? Remember, Cain and Abel were offspring of serpent. Praise God. But still, Adam and Eve, amen, because the Lord taught them before throwing them out of the garden and saying, everybody out of the pool, you got to leave this hotel. It's over with. And he killed the animals and clothed them with skin. So the Lord made way, even though they were going to die now because they were supposed to live forever. The Lord made way of a sacrifice of blood. That's how blood came in, because Adam and Eve were not created with blood until they had fallen, because the life of the flesh was in the spirit, not in the blood. Now it's in the blood. So in this, they did it all the time. So they learned how to sacrifice animals to God because it pleased him. So Cain was brought up knowing, or Abel was brought up knowing, and so was Cain brought up knowing, that what really pleased God was an animal sacrifice of blood. But he decided to offer up his own labor, works, without faith. Does everybody get it? Because he was relying on his. These are mine. I planted this. I did this. Now I'm going to bring it to God. Thumbs down from heaven. And then, of course, he got ticked off because God didn't accept the offering. When he knew what to do, he was disobedient. Just like his father, the wicked one. Amen? And so he turns around and kills Abel. Well, doesn't the word say that the devil is a murderer? Amen? So we see the fruit of one. And it was all the area that obedience or disobedience. One was of faith, one wasn't. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. So verse something. Oh, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had a what? Testimony that he what? He pleased God. So does faith please God? Yes. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Sometimes I can't read my own writing. So I have to wait to receive faith. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 1. Everybody there? Everybody all right? Are you grabbing this? Good, because it's going to grab you. Once you connect with this, it'll be a reality. Verse 1, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Why? By according to their own desires, which is emotion. Because they had itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Why? They've exchanged faith for feeling. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to what? Fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith or the connection. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me alone, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Powerful. Keep the faith activated by the word, worship, and assembling. Keep the faith activated by the word, worship, and assembling. Fight. You must fight to keep the faith. Again, the devil wants to turn your faith of life to the emotions of death. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. the realm of faith. In verse 10, let's speak it together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Will that take faith? Sure will. Then why aren't people strong in the Lord and the power of his might? Because they're not walking in faith. They're still walking in on their feelings. They're still looking for a fulfillment that's not from God. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickeries of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, things that are tangible and seen, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, demonic influence of the unseen. But you know, when you're walking in the realm of faith, they're seen. See, people can't discern because they're not walking in faith. Discernment is also associated with walking in faith. Because when you're walking in that realm, you've got wisdom, understanding. Everything is available to you for you to see clearly, hear clearly, and walk clearly. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God. You know how many people still don't put on the full armor of God? You know, probably half the body of Christ doesn't even know about the full armor of God. They're still blaming everything else on everyone else. People are still blaming the president for what the other president did. And then trying to take the credit for what this president's doing when the other one... Anyways. That's why one was demonic and one God sent. That's why there's a difference between an eternal light and Obamanite. Hallelujah. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all. Here we are. Are you ready? Above all. Above all. Above all. Do what? Take the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all the voices of the strangers, fiery darts, of the wicked one. Come on, think about this. Then why are people agreeing with the things that are being sent to them? No faith. They see, they actually believe they're walking in faith, but they're not. Why? Because then you wouldn't agree with it. It's a shield that prevents it. What it does is it holds it off. The shield holds off that fiery dart. And then you recognize it and say no. When the shield's not up, it comes in and it's like, oh, yeah. Well, that feels good. There's no contemplation. Let me think about this. It's a no. Hit the road, Jack. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That is phenomenal. Has everybody got it? Good. Shield of faith prevents any penetration of evil agreements. Of thought, and another thing, of desire. Remember, your heart is the core of all desire. What he does, the enemy does, he first hits the mind, then the heart. See, people let it go from the mind to the heart. So the thought comes, oh, and then the desire comes, whoa. Now they're hooked. Unless it's cut loose and removed. But living in the realm of faith, it will not touch you. I'm going to close at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Let's speak it. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith does what? It what? It grows. It grows. Your faith will grow if you allow it. Exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. So where faith grows, love grows. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience, which is called endurance. See, faith always promotes endurance. Why? Because you're trusting all the way through. You know, even no matter what you're going through, you're going through. So he says, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you what? Endure. Those are all the challenges, which is actually exercising your faith, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. So God's got it. And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints, to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace which is his plan of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We repent for anything that we have done of assumption and emotion and not being led by your spirit in faith. Lord, help us to practice and grow in faith, that we may enter the realm of faith and live there and maintain there. Grant us the strength of fight and battle for that position, that we may be well-pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise God. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.